Hello everyone, this is Anna Thomas, and I'm just doing this recording to give you a bit of an update on my health. Now, some of you know what this is all about, but a lot of you who listen to my podcast won't know what's happened. So I thought I better let everybody know that I've had a bit of a health scare over the last couple of weeks, and I will explain to everyone what's happened. Those of you in the Facebook group already know the details, but I know that I have so many other listeners out there, people that I don't know, who won't know what's happened. So let me explain to you all what happened. Firstly, though, I need to tell you about myself and my lifestyle because this will be important. So basically, I have been a very fit and healthy person my whole life. I eat well, I'm a vegetarian, I've never smoked, I've never drunk alcohol, and also exercise is really important as well. I'm by no means, a gym person. I haven't been obsessed with fitness or anything like that. I just really enjoy getting outdoors, and living in Australia where I live it's beautiful all year round. So I love just getting outdoors, going for a walk, going for a run, going for a walk along the beach. I'm also a bike rider. I do a whole lot of different things, but I really like doing natural activities, not something that's really forced, like going to a gym. But, you know, each to their own. Anyway, so that's my life. I've never been sick my whole life. Even being a teacher, you'd think that I would pick up, you know, bugs from school, and even during winter time when the kids are all sniffling and runny noses and all of that, I still never got sick. Now and then I might get a runny nose, but that will only last for a day or two and then it goes away. So I think I've been very fortunate that I've been a healthy person my whole life. So what happened to me really shouldn't have happened to me, given that I've now explained to you what my life is like. So let me just start right from the beginning and tell you what happened, and then you can see if you can diagnose what happened to me without me actually saying what happened. So it was a Monday and it was late in the day. I was at home and I was sitting on the couch watching TV or whatever I was doing. And then I started to get this feeling in my chest, which I thought, that's unusual. What is that? It's a feeling that I had never felt before. And it was maybe like when you do some really vigorous physical activity and your heart is pounding and you're out of breath. That was sort of what it felt like. But I had been sitting on the couch, so I hadn't done anything like that. And so I sort of thought, that's a funny feeling in my chest. You know, like it wasn't painful or anything like that. It just felt like someone was, sitting on my chest maybe, and there was just a little bit of a pressure and a bit of a tightening of the chest. I can't really even remember now, but it may have gone on for a few hours. It didn't really get worse. It was just there and it just didn't go away. And that was unusual. Anyway, so then I went to bed, but then not long after that, I started to get that feeling that I wanted to vomit. And so I went and I vomited, and it was quite a brutal vomit. Anyway, I felt better after that because, as you know, once you've vomited, you sort of tend to feel better. So I went back into bed, and then sometime later I felt like, I need to vomit again. So I went and vomited again. I actually felt totally fine. And I woke up the next morning thinking, okay, what happened to me the night before? What was all that about? Because in the morning I felt totally fine. I didn't have any feeling of being sick. I had no feeling that anything had happened at all. And it was a school day. I sort of thought, well, I'm going to go to school because there's nothing wrong with me. So I went to school, and it probably was about, sometime at around 11 o'clock when I started to get that feeling in my chest again. And I thought, oh, here we go again. And then because I knew that vomiting would probably come afterwards, I sort of thought, well, I'm probably going to have to go home because I can't be at school vomiting. So I called my principal and she came up to the classroom and I explained to her what had happened the day before and these weird symptoms that I was having. And while I was talking to her, I then started to feel a little bit lightheaded. I thought, oh, I've got to sit down. So her and I are sitting down talking. Meanwhile, you know, this is in the classroom, so the kids are there, so they're probably wondering what's going on. But then I got that feeling again that I wanted to vomit. And my first instinct was to grab a classroom bin, which was right near me. So I grabbed the bin and went outside. And I was sitting there on a bench, and surely enough, I was vomiting. The principal is still in the classroom at this point, just looking after the kids. And then she came out and I said, yep, I vomited again. And then she said to me, you know, this might be COVID, because apparently, you know, vomiting is one possible symptom of COVID. And I thought, oh yeah, it could be COVID. And I didn't even think of COVID at all. If it was just the vomiting, I would have thought yes, but the chest feeling was just really unusual. And so she said, oh, look, why don't you take a RAT test? Here in Australia, in our schools, all of the schools have been given COVID tests. And if any staff member or any child complains about any sort of symptoms, which sound like they might be COVID, then they have to go home and take a RAT test. Now, she suggested that I just take one here at school. So I went to another room. I took the RAT test and it was negative. And so I thought, okay, I haven't got COVID, but of course I thought these tests are not always accurate and it could have been a false negative. And I actually felt totally fine afterwards. It was just like nothing had ever happened. I just felt fine. And I said, look, I really can stay. I feel fine. And then she said, look, I really think that you need to go home. You know, there was only... By this point, it was like half of the day was gone. And so she thought, look, just go home just to be safe. So I did that. I went home. And then I thought, well, in a couple of days, I'll take another RAT test just to check if it might be COVID. So I went home that afternoon and I felt totally fine. I didn't have any more symptoms. And then the next day, so this is now the Wednesday, I woke up in the morning thinking, am I going to go to school after what's happened in the last 2 days? And I felt fine. I did feel just a little bit tired. I mean, you know, when you've been vomiting over a few days, you know, it takes a little bit out of you. And I really, I guess, hadn't been sort of eating normally, but I felt fine. So I went to school on the Wednesday and I got through the day, although I was tired. And then Thursday came and I didn't get any of the same symptoms again and I was feeling fine, although I was quite weak, I would say. So on the Thursday afternoon, I thought, look, this is really unusual. I need to go and see my doctor because the vomiting wasn't bothering me, but it was the chest tightness that was bothering me. So that afternoon, I went to my doctor, and by this point it was quite late in the afternoon. It was like 4 o'clock after 4 o'clock, and she did all the tests and everything, but she could not figure out what was wrong with me. And so she suggested that I go for a blood test. Now, by that time of the afternoon, most pathologies are closed, but there is one in the area where I live which is open until 5 o'clock. So I rushed over there before it closed, had the blood test, and then went home. And then that night I went to bed as normal, and it was around like about 9 o'clock that night when all of a sudden I heard something outside and I heard knocking on the door, and would you believe that the ambulance turned up at my house? I hadn't called the ambulance. I thought that they were at the wrong house. What are they doing here? They said my name, so it was me that they were looking for. Anyway, they came inside and they said to me that they were given a call from the pathologist who had done my blood. The pathologist was examining my blood, and that would have been, God, that would have been, you know, left the sample late afternoon, and now it was 9 o'clock. So at some point during that time, My blood was getting looked at and there was something in my blood which apparently was alarming. So the pathologist called the ambulance straight away and they came. So I did not know what was going on. They said to me, look, we need to take you to the hospital because the blood test showed something alarming, blah, blah. So here I am getting into the ambulance. I have never been in an ambulance my life. I've never even been into hospital my whole life. I've only been to visit people, but I've never had to go myself. So I go to the hospital. They admit me into emergency. Anyway, they're doing all these tests and all these bits and pieces. They told me what had happened, and I'm lying there on the bed thinking, no, this is not happening to me. They told me that I had had a heart attack. A heart attack. When I think of a heart attack, I think of elderly people and I think of people dying or almost dying and it being really dramatic, and that wasn't me. That didn't happen to me. There was no drama about it. So I'm trying to process all of this and thinking, no, there's, you know, I couldn't believe it. Anyway, on that first day, I got a whole bunch of tests done and they were able to determine that I had a specific type of a heart attack, which happens to people just like me who are otherwise healthy, who eat right, who haven't been smokers or drinkers, and it happens to people from probably age 40 into their 50s, and that was me because I'm almost 55. So that all fitted. So this particular condition is where, for some unknown reason, a person like me will suddenly have a heart attack. And what happened was that the blood vessels in my heart, blood vessels, a number of them had tears in them. So not just one, but a number of them had tears. And they told me that it was one of the most severe cases that they had ever seen. So go figure that this could be happening to me. So here I am trying to process what has happened to me. Totally unbelievable. And when I told my parents, they just couldn't believe it. So I told my principal, I told her what she had seen was me have a heart attack. So it happened twice. She saw one of them. And of course, she didn't believe it either. But that is the story. So I couldn't drive for a few weeks. And I'm now on all of this medication. And I'm not going to school, obviously, for a while. So that is my story. How bizarre is that? So that leaves me not knowing about my future, about what I'm going to do. I really feel that the whole episode was the stress of my job as a teacher. If you know a teacher or you know what's happening in the education system, it's a really, really bad time. And a lot of teachers are resigning. I've been teaching for 30 years. And the last 10, about 10 years ago, it really started to get really, really difficult. I haven't really been happy in my job. The children, and it's not the children, they are wonderful, even though there are challenges. It's just the system that we have at the moment, which puts teachers under incredible stress. And I know some people will think, oh, you're a teacher, you know, you have so many holidays, what are you whinging about? And I can get that. If you're not in the system or you don't know someone who's a teacher, you probably might think like that. So that's where I find myself. So I have to think about what I'm going to do in the future, because I can't see that I can go back to my job as it was, because I'll just be back at square one with in terms of my stress levels. So at the moment, I am just at home. I'm taking it easy. My life has just totally done a 360. Life these days is hectic. You go from one thing to another. If you're a worker, if you have a family, it's just non-stop. And all of a sudden, all of that has stopped. There's no hurry. There's no getting up early in the morning to get things done. I'm a really scheduled sort of person. I like getting up early, getting things done. It's just ongoing. It's just go, 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 go. And for the first time in my life, there is no panic. There is no stress. There is no, gotta do this, gotta do that. And I have never felt like this in my whole life. So it's taking a bit of getting used to, because I'm usually, my mind is always going at a million miles an hour. So I am finding this to be a total different lifestyle, but I'm enjoying it. This is the thing. I think my body just needed to stop. But unfortunately, this is what happens. We live our lives and we just keep going, going, going until something gives and our bodies say to us, no, I can't keep doing this anymore. You have to stop. And in this case, my body gave me a heart attack. I wish it could have given me something else, but that's what I've been dealt with. So that is what is happening. Now, I know this leaves my future unknown. When it comes to the podcast, I obviously have this time now that I can focus on my podcast and there's no hurry. So rather than it being a bad thing in terms of my podcast, it's going to be a good thing because I can spend more time on it. So that's where I stand at the moment. And so I just thought I would let everybody know, and I hope this has helped you to understand about a heart attack. There are obviously all different sorts of heart attacks and different degrees of severity. Mine luckily was a very minor one. So that is what is happening, everybody. I want to just say to everybody who has reached out to me about what's happened, to thank you for all of your well wishes. And I will keep doing my podcast for as long as I can, as long as I'm able, because that is something that I absolutely love. There is no, oh, I've got to do my podcast. I've never had that feeling of drudgery that, oh, I've got to put another episode out. It's been 3 years, and that whole time, my love for this podcast just has not wavered. And it's not something which I ever imagined that I would do. Where I find myself today is a total surprise to me. So just, I want to say to everybody, thank you. I've had lots of really lovely people say fantastic things over these 3 years. Someone was saying, oh, it's the best podcast I've ever listened to. And I just think, are you joking? I'm just a nobody from Australia. I didn't know anything about podcasting. All I knew was, okay, buy a microphone, stick it in my laptop, and off I go. Other than that, I didn't have any idea how to do this. And so it's been a huge learning curve, but I've loved it. So that's all I want to say today. So thank you, everyone, and that's goodbye for now.